The Bombers would pick up their second W of the weekend against Melville Saturday, scraping and clawing their way to a 5-4 win. The Millionaires would open the scoring late in the first, with Noah Wills finding a puck off the rush and firing it in over a sprawling Kenneth Marquardt, playing net for the Bombers. That goal would stand for a short time, until Liam Bridger got the Bombers on the board with a power play marker, pouncing on a point shot rebound. The score would be 1-1 after 20. The second period would be even for much of the frame, but the Mills would eke out another one-goal lead with 3 minutes to go. A shot from a Melville defenseman would be stopped by Marquardt, but the puck would dribble through the goalie and Boston Harkness would jump on the loose puck and bang it home. Melville would capitalize again less than a minute later, with an odd man rush for the Mills ending with a goal by Cole LaRocque. The visitors would be up 2 with 2 minutes left in the second, but Flynn Flon would not go quiet into that good night. Jeremy Tremblay would enter the zone late and, after a series of bounces, the puck would end up on the stick of Jackson Martins, who would fire a high slot wrister past the Mills' Kelton Pine. The Bombers would catch a break at the literal last second, with a Bomber shot squirting through Pine and Cole DePero pushing it home in the crease with less than a second left in the period. The goal would stand and the game would be tied once more at 3 heading into the third. Melville had momentum out of the intermission, but little offense would be present until about 8 minutes into the period, and it would be the Bombers providing it. Jeremy Tremblay found the twine on a shot from the slot, getting it past Pine for his 8th goal of the season and giving the Bombers a 4-3 lead. When another Melville penalty came, the Bombers' PP would answer again, this time with DePero scoring his 2nd of the night on a silky smooth pass from Jaden Mercier. DePero's 12th goal in only 16 games put the Bombers up 5-3 with about 10 minutes to go. DePero almost added another goal with about 7 minutes to go, but following a Reese Richmond giveaway right in front of the Bomber net, Zach Kane picked up the puck for Melville and fired it past Marquardt, bringing Melville within 1. The Mills would make a late push, but the Bombers would hem their visitors in their own end with a strong forecheck, keeping them from their chance to tie things up. Melville would get a chance shortly before the final whistle, but the Bombers had a 5-4 win when horn sounded. Marquardt picked up the win with a 27-save performance, while Pine was shelled again, making 42 saves on the night. The Bombers will have a slow week next week, playing just one game, a Wednesday night road date against the Melfort Mustangs. Flynn Flon will play 9 games in November, but only 3 in their home rink, a weekend set against Yorkton November 10-11 and a matchup with the Mustangs November 26.